God and his people.
Hay una conversación entre el pueblo y Dios.
In fact, I do believe that as you read the book of Malachi,
y sin embargo, cuando lees el libro de Malaquías,
you will be convinced that the issues that God had with Israel,
vas a saber que los problemas que Dios tuvo con Israel,
is what set the stage for 400 years of silence.
Es lo que creó el tiempo de silencio.
You're going to notice in this very short book,
vas a saber en este libro corto,
that God speaks to his people,
que Dios habla con su pueblo,
and he addresses his controversy,
y él dice a los problemas,
but the people always have a comeback.
Pero el pueblo siempre tiene una respuesta.
The very beginning of the book,
en el principio del libro,
he tells them that he loves them.
Él les dice que los ama.
And their comeback is, wherein have you loved us?
Y su respuesta es, ¿dónde nos has amado?
He talks about how that they have despised his name.
Ellos han odiado su nombre.
And their response is, where have we despised your name?
Y su respuesta es, ¿dónde has odiado nuestro nombre?
He also charges them with offering polluted bread upon the altar.
Y también los carga con ofreciendo el pan que no es puro, que es corrupto.
And their response is, wherein have we polluted you?
Y su respuesta es, ¿dónde hemos corruptado a ti?
Chapter 3, God charges them with robbing him.
Y también él los carga con robándolo.
And their comeback was, wherein have we robbed you?
Y su respuesta fue, ¿dónde nos has robado?
Now, while there are other examples of these issues,
y hay muchos otros ejemplos,
you can see in just these four examples,
puedes ver en estos cuatro ejemplos,
that God talks about his love for them.
Que Dios está hablando de su amor por ellos.
The honoring of his name.
Y el honrar de su nombre.
Their worship of him.
Su adoración de él.
As well as their faithfulness in stewardship.
Y siendo fiel a su obra.
So it was all of these controversies that God had.
Y a todos esos problemas que Dios tenía con ellos.
And the issues that he addressed.
Y los problemas que él hablaba.
That seems to be the provoking things.
Se parece que la cosa que provoca.
That caused God to go silent with Israel.
Que causa que Dios es sencillo a Israel.
So for some 400 years.
Por 400 años.
There is no prophetic voice.
No hay una voz de profeta.
There is no word from God.
No hay una palabra de Dios.
Can I just say to all of us that are here today,
y estoy diciendo a todos que están
that
aquí,
I never want God to go silent in my life.
Que nunca quiero que Dios sea sencillo en mi vida.
The most dangerous thing that you can do,
la cosa más peligrosa que puede hacer,
is come to church,
es venir a la iglesia,
and hope the preacher doesn't preach to you,
y esperar que el predicador no me predique.
Amen. When you walk in this house,
cuando entras esta casa,
there ought to be something inside of your heart that says,
debe haber algo en su corazón que
preacher,
dice,
preach to me,
predicador, predícame.
I want to hear the word of God.
Yo quiero escuchar la palabra de Dios.
You have those that will say,
hay esos que dicen,
every time I go to church,
cada vez que vaya a la iglesia,
it just seems like the preacher singles me out,
se parece que el predicador solamente me predica,
and addresses every aspect of my life,
y habla de cada cosa en mi vida.
You need to thank God for that.
Necesitas agradecer a Dios
por
eso.
Because what that's indicating to you is this,
lo que él está diciendo es esto,
that God still cares enough about you,
que a Dios te importa de ti,
that he will talk to you.
Que él hablará contigo.
Because when God no longer cares,
porque cuando Dios no importa a ti,
then God goes silent.
Luego Dios es sencillo.
I pray God speak to me.
Yo oro que Dios me hable.
Speak to my condition.
Habla a mi condición.
Speak to my situation.
Habla a mi situación.
If I've got inequities, talk to me about them.
Háblame de todos mis problemas.
If I've got failure, talk to me about it.
Si yo tengo fracasos, háblame.
How many want to hear from God?
¿Cuántos quieren oír de Dios?
Hallelujah. Because the thing that you have to understand is,
y la segunda cosa que tiene que entender,
not only was there a silence on the part of God,
y no solamente fue un silencio en el parte de Dios,
and no prophetic utterance,
y no palabras proféticas,
likewise there was no miraculous work done.
Pero también no habían los milagros.
Nothing supernatural was accomplished for 400 years.
No hay nada sobrenatural por 400 años.
And there's a reason for that.
Y hay un razón por eso.
Because there's a direct correlation between the word of God.
Porque hay una conexión de la palabra de Dios.
And the miraculous.
Y los milagros.
We have a world today, a religious world, if you please.
Tenemos un mundo que es religioso hoy.
What the miraculous.
Que quieren el milagroso.
But they don't want the word.
Pero ellos no quieren la palabra.
But we've got to understand.
Pero tenemos que entender.
That without the word, you don't have the miraculous.
Sin la palabra no recibes los milagros.
All the way back to Genesis chapter 1.
In Genesis capítulo 1.
The miracle of creation.
El milagro de creación.
Was the result of the spoken word of God.
Fue el resultado de la palabra que es hablada de Dios.
Psalms 107:20 says.
Y Salmos 107 dice.
That he sent his word and healed them.
Que él envió su palabra para sanarlos.
Matthew 8 and verse number 8.
Mateo 8 y 8.
He said to the centurion said to Jesus.
Y el guerrero dijo a Jesús.
Speak the word only.
Habla palabra, la palabra solo.
And my servant shall be healed.
Y mi siervo va a estar sanado.
Verse number 16 of that same chapter.
Y 16 de ese capítulo.
It said he cast out spirits with his word.
Y él echa demonios con su palabra.
And healed all that were sick.
Y él sana a todos que están enfermos.
So the thing that all of us have to understand here today.
La cosa que todo que tenemos que entender
is that there is a direct connection
es que hay una conexión
between the preached word of God
entre la palabra que está predicada
and the miraculous happening in our midst.
Y los milagros que suceden en nuestro.
Because whether or not God touches you physically,
porque si Dios te toca físicamente o no,
there is the miracle of salvation that he works spiritually.
Hay el milagro de salvación que él obra.
That's why when you walk in the house,
eso es porque entras en la casa.
If you need a miracle,
si necesitas un milagro,
you need to be saying, "Send your word to me."
Necesitas decir, envíame su palabra.
Because it's the word that brings the miracle.
Porque es la palabra que trae el milagro.
It's the word that produces the miraculous.
La palabra que produce el milagroso.
It's the word that opens the door for the supernatural.
La palabra que abre la puerta de la sobrenatural.
Can you give him a praise offering right now?
Puedes aplaudir. A sus manos a Dios.
The area that I want to focus on here this morning.
Las palabras que me quiero enfocar
is in our text where he speaks directly of their worship.
En nuestro texto cuando él habla de su adoración.
You're going to notice that the table of the Lord represents the house of the Lord.
Vas a ver que la mesa de Dios representa la casa de Dios.
And the offering of their sacrifices represents their worship unto God.
Y sus sacrificios representan su ofrenda a Dios.
The Lord said to Israel, "You brought that which was torn."
El Señor dijo a Israel que has traído eso que está quebrado.
And the lame and the sick.
Y los cojos y los enfermos.
He said you brought an offering.
Tú trajiste una ofrenda.
But cursed be the deceiver.
Pero maldito es el que engaña.
Which has in his flock a male.
Que tiene ese el hombre.
And vows and sacrifices unto the Lord a corrupt thing.
Y el sacrificio, el ofrenda algo que es corrupto.
What you will notice in God's statements to Israel was this.
Lo que vas a ver en estas frases es esto.
That their attitude toward the table of the Lord.
Que su actitud a la mesa de Dios.
Or the house of the Lord.
O la casa de Dios.
Was directly connected to what they brought as a sacrifice unto God.
Estaba conectado directamente a lo que ellos trajeron a Dios.
They said the table of the Lord is polluted.
La mesa de Dios es corrupta.
And the fruit thereof.
Y la fruta.
Even as meat is contemptible.
Aún su carne está corrupto.
He said, "You've said, what a weariness is it?"
Dijiste qué fastidio es esto.
And you have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts.
Y has apagado a esto, dice el Señor de los ejércitos.
So there were several things that God directly addressed.
Hay muchas cosas que Dios está hablando.
He said, "You talk about the table of God being contemptible."
Hablas de la mesa de Dios que no es puro.
The word contemptible means to despise.
Y significa o como odiar.
To be despicable or disdained.
Estar aborrado.
The word weariness means a hardship.
Y fastidio es algo que es muy difícil.
And the word snuffed means to breathe hard or to blow out.
Y el apagar es como respirar o fluir.
And so God is saying, because
y Dios está diciendo porque
you despise going to the house of the Lord,
has odiado a venir a la casa de Dios,
that now you have found it a hardship.
Ahora has encontrado algo que es difícil.
And when you do go,
y cuando vayas,
you don't offer your best,
no ofreces su mejor,
but you offer a lame or a sick offering.
Y ofreces un sacrificio que está enfermo.
I want to talk to you today about this simple fact.
Quiero hablar sobre este tema.
That your attitude toward the house of God,
que su actitud a la casa de Dios,
will directly affect your gratitude for all that God has done for you.
Va a afectar la gratitud por todo lo que Dios ha hecho en su vida.
And in turn, it will affect your worship unto God.
Y también va a afectar su adoración.
When going to church becomes a hardship,
cuando viniendo a la iglesia es muy difícil,
then your worship will suffer when you do go.
Y su adoración va a sufrir también.
When someone says it's time to go to the house of the Lord,
cuando alguien dice que ahora es el tiempo para ir a la
and
casa,
you respond with a blowing out of your breath,
y respondes con un fluye de su respiro,
then your worship will not be your best.
Luego su alabanza no va a ser su mejor.
Oh, hallelujah. I want an attitude that says God's been good to me.
Yo quiero una actitud que dice que Dios ha sido bueno a mí.
He brought me out of darkness.
Él me llevó de la oscuridad
into His marvelous light.
En su luz maravillosa.
He set my feet on straight street.
Él puso mis pies en
God
la tierra firme.
God has helped me.
Dios me ha ayudado.
God has made a difference.
Dios ha hecho la
God
diferencia.
God has delivered me.
Dios me ha libertado.
Come on, anybody glad for what Jesus has done?
¿Cuántos están emocionados por lo que Dios ha hecho?
Anybody glad for the difference He made in your life?
¿Cuántos están contentos por la diferencia que
has
hizo?
Has He delivered you from drug addiction?
¿Te ha libertado de las drogas?
Has He delivered you from alcoholism?
¿Y de alcohol también?
Has He delivered you from the miry pit of sin?
¿Y del lodo de pecado?
There ought to be a gratitude.
Debe ser un gratitud.
Something inside that says thank you, Jesus.
Algo que está adentro que dice gracias Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias Jesús.
Come on, clap your hands and give Him praise right now.
Aplaude sus manos a Dios.
Anybody feel the Holy Ghost in this house?
¿Cuántos sienten el Espíritu Santo?
Come on, anybody feel the Holy Ghost in this house?
¿Cuántos sienten el Espíritu Santo?
Hallelujah. God warned Israel of this thing.
Dios dio aviso a Israel.
He
de
said,
esta
when
cosa.
You get in the land,
cuando estás en la tierra,
and you have been long in the land,
y has estado muy, muy lejos,
He said you need to be careful,
necesitas estar
that
cuidado,
you don't forget where you came from.
Que no olvides de donde viniste.
Oh, glory to God. I don't want to be in church so long that I forget what God did for me.
No quiero estar en el cuerpo por mucho tiempo, así que olvide lo que Dios hizo para mí.
I don't want to have lived for God for so long,
no quiero vivir por Dios,
that I forget where He brought me from.
Por tanto tiempo que olvido de donde vengo.
I don't want to get so acclimated to going to church,
no quiero estar acostumbrado a estar aquí en la iglesia,
that it don't mean to me what it did the first time I walked in the house of worship.
Que yo olvidé cómo siento la primera vez que vine.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
I don't want to go to church and just play patty cake with Jesus.
No quiero ir a la iglesia solamente para jugar.
I don't want to go to church and yawn and say, well, I'm here.
No quiero estar cansado.
No, sir,
sure,
when
aquí.
I walk through those doors,
cuando yo entro en esas puertas,
I want to walk through saying, Jesus, you brought me from a mighty long way.
Yo quiero decir que Jesús me trajo por mucho, mucho,
I
mucho.
Could be on Skid Row today.
Yo tengo muchos problemas
I could
hoy.
Be in a prison house today.
Yo puedo estar en el cárcel
My
hoy.
Life could be a miserable wreck.
Mi vida puede ser muy, muy terrible.
But you brought me to where I am.
Pero me trajiste a donde
you
estoy.
Washed my sins away.
Lavaste todos
you
mis pecados.
Filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Me llenaste con el Espíritu
Come on,
Santo.
I'm telling you right now, we need to get a fresh appreciation
yo
for
te,
what God has done.
Yo te digo que necesitamos apreciar frescamente lo que Dios ha hecho.
Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
I don't care how long you've been living for God.
No me importa por cuánto tiempo
there needs to be a freshness there.
Necesita ser fresco en tu vida.
Woo, hallelujah. I'm talking about a freshness. Somebody say, how do you get a freshness? Talk in tongues every day.
Hablan lenguas todos los días.
Find you a prayer room and thank God all over again.
Encuentra oración y diga gracias a Dios.
Woo, hallelujah. Pastor, I made my mind up a long time ago. Ain't nobody taking my joy from me.
Pastor, yo dice, decidí hace mucho
Ain't
tiempo.
Nobody stealing my shout from me.
Nadie va a robar mi
the
gozo.
Devil's not going to get my dance.
El diablo no va a robar mi danza.
I know I got to move on here this morning.
Yo sé que tengo que
but
pasar
I feel
por
like
esto.
Camping out here just for a moment
por,
of time.
Yo siento que debo estar aquí por un poco tiempo.
Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, but preacher, you don't understand. When I came to church,
predicador, no entiendes cuando vine a la iglesia.
I thought everybody was an angel.
Yo pensaba que todos fueran ángeles.
I thought everybody in the house was perfect.
Yo pensaba que todos eran perfectos.
But now I've lived long enough for God.
Pero yo he servido a Dios.
That I see a hypocrite in church.
Que yo veo algo que está engañando.
And I see folks that are not faithful like they ought to be.
Y yo veo personas que no son fieles.
And I see people not doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Y el pueblo está haciendo lo que
well,
no debe.
Well, you got to reach a point where you make your mind up.
Tiene que llegar al punto cuando
the hypocrite's not taking my joy.
Que él no va a robar mi gozo.
The unfaithful are not taking my joy.
El que no es fiel no va a robar mi gozo.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. I'm going to praise him anyhow.
Yo voy a adorar a él.
I was raised in this.
Yo estuve crecido en esto.
I was born on a church pew. Well, not really. I went to the hospital with my mother.
Yo me nací en la iglesia en el hospital, pero con mi madre.
Amen. But I was in church the Sunday before I was born.
Pero yo estaba en la iglesia el domingo antes.
Amen. Y'all know where I was.
Ustedes saben dónde
I was in my mama's womb.
Estuve en
and I was in church the Sunday after I was born.
Y estuve aquí en la iglesia el
and I've been
después.
In church ever since then.
Y yo he estado en la iglesia desde ese día.
And Monday week, 1 week from tomorrow,
y una semana de mañana,
I'll celebrate my 70th birthday.
Yo voy a celebrar mi cumpleaños de 70 años.
Woo! Come on. And I made my mind up. That I'm not going to get old and grumpy.
Que no voy a ser viejo y antipático.
Well, let me take that back. I've decided I am going to get old. I just don't want to be grumpy.
Yo voy a ser viejo, pero no quiero ser así.
I'm not going to get a griping spirit.
No voy a.
I'm not going to get a grouchy attitude.
No voy a tener una mala
I want
actitud.
Folks to know that I'm still in love with Jesus.
Yo estoy en amor que
I want
con
them
Dios.
To know that I've still got the Holy Ghost.
Quiero que sepas que todavía
the
tengo
same
el Espíritu
Holy Ghost
Santo.
I got when I was 12 years old.
Cuando yo tuve 10, 12
it
años,
gave me joy.
Me dio gozo.
And I still got joy.
Y ya tengo
joy.
Ese gozo.
Joy.
Alegría.
Hallelujah. Now I lived for God for a lot of years.
Yo he servido a Dios por muchos años.
And I was praying the other day.
Y estaba orando.
Reminiscing about life.
Y recordando de toda mi vida.
And I started noting some particular events in my life.
Y yo vi algunos puntos en mi vida o eventos.
And situations that arose.
Y situaciones que
that I could very have easily made shipwreck.
Que tal vez era muy malo.
And I said, thank you, God,
yo dije, gracias
for not
Dios,
allowing me to make shipwreck of my life.
Por no permitirme hacer eso con mi vida.
Because you see, it's not just what he brought me out of.
No es solamente la cosa que me trajo
but it's
él.
What he's brought me through.
Pero también es por lo que él me trajo.
Amen. We sing a song around here, Breakthrough. You hear the song. We sing it. It's a great song. But every now and then we don't need a breakthrough.
Y cantamos el canto que dice que
we need
libres.
A go through.
Necesitamos pasar.
Because the psalmist said, yea, though I go through.
El salmista dijo que aunque pase.
The valley of the shadow of death.
El valle de la sombra de muerte.
Yea, though I walk through the valley.
Aunque ande.
Because every now and then you got to decide in your heart.
Porque tiene que decidir en tu corazón.
That I don't care what I'm going through.
Que no me importa por lo que
I'm
estoy
coming
pasando.
Out on the other side.
Yo voy a venir al otro lado.
I'm not losing my joy.
No estoy perdiendo mi
I'm
mi
not
gozo.
Losing my peace.
No voy a perder mi paz.
I'm not losing my righteousness.
No voy a perder mi justicia.
That's in the Holy Ghost.
Pero en el Espíritu Santo.
Clap your hands and praise him right now.
Aplaude sus manos a él.
Amen. Israel had a bad attitude about the house of God.
Israel tuvo una mala actitud sobre la casa de Dios.
They said it's a hardship.
Dijeron que es muy difícil.
They found going to the house of worship contemptible.
Ellos encontraron esto que está odiado.
And when they did,
y cuando hicieron esto,
it caused their worship to suffer.
Causó que su adoración sufrió.
And they did not offer what they should have offered.
Y ellos no trajeron lo que deben.
They offered polluted bread.
O como pan corrupto.
Lame and sick sacrifices.
Y sacrificios cojos.
I'm telling you that Jesus set the standard for worship.
Y puedo decir que Jesús quiere su sacrificio.
When the man asked him, what is the first and greatest commandment?
¿Qué es el primer mandato más grande?
He said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all of your heart.
Dice que vas a amar al Dios con todo su corazón.
With all of your soul and mind.
Con todo su alma y mente.
The three dimensions of an individual's life.
Las tres dimensiones de la vida de un individual.
Amen. I thought Brother Dawson was going to step all over my message here this morning.
Y yo pensaba
the
que
three dimensions of a person's life.
Las tres dimensiones de una persona.
The heart.
El corazón.
The soul.
La alma.
And the mind.
Y la mente.
Emotions.
Emociones.
And intellect.
Y intelecto.
And will.
Y voluntad.
You gotta love him with all three.
Tienes que amarlo con todo tres.
Hallelujah. And Brother Dawson's already done a good job on the emotional aspect of it.
Y hermano Dawson,
and you better believe my emotions are involved in my love for God.
Pero mis emociones están
my
conectados.
Emotions are in conjunction with my praise unto him.
Están conectado a mi alabanza a Dios.
Amen. But my intellect gets involved also.
Pero también mi cerebro está conectado.
Because I know it's right to serve him.
Porque yo sé que es justo servir a él.
I know it's right to praise him.
Yo sé que es justo alabar a él.
I don't need somebody to tell me when I come to church why I'm here.
No necesito que alguien me diga por qué estoy aquí.
When I came, I already knew what I was coming for.
Cuando yo vine, yo sabía por lo que vine.
We're hurting when we need cheerleaders up here telling us why we're in church.
Necesitamos personas aquí que nos están diciendo
por qué. When I came to church, I already had a knowledge of why I was here.
Cuando yo estuve en la iglesia, yo
sabía. To praise him.
Adorarlo.
To worship him.
Alabarlo.
To magnify him.
Magnificarlo.
To do it with all three parts of my life.
Hacerlo con todos tres partes de mi vida.
To do it with my intellect.
Hacerlo con mi cerebro.
To do it with my emotions.
Con mis emociones.
But not only my mind and my heart.
Pero no solamente mi mente y mi corazón.
But to do it with my soul.
Pero también con mi alma.
Because the soul represents the will of man.
Porque representa la voluntad de Dios.
And when you understand the very beginning in Scripture.
Cuando entiendes el principio en la Escritura.
Where the word praise is found.
La palabra alabanza.
Is found in the book of Genesis.
Está encontrada en el libro de Génesis.
Whenever the wife of of Jacob.
Cuando la esposa de Jacob,
whenever she said, I'm going to have this son.
Cuando ella dijo que voy a tener
este niño.
And I don't
have the verses and I don't have all the definition. This just come to me right now.
Está viniendo a mí ahora mismo.
But whenever you read the first three sons that she had.
Pero cuando lees de los primeros tres hijos que tenía.
She named them certain names.
Ella llamó a ellos ciertos nombres.
In hopes that somehow she would get the full attention and love from her husband.
En esperanza que ella tuvo la atención de su esposo.
But when the fourth child was born.
Pero cuando el cuarto fue nacido.
She said, I'm going to name him Judah.
Ella dijo que voy a llamarlo Judas.
For now shall I praise the Lord.
Porque ahora voy a adorar a Dios.
So we understand.
Entonces entendemos.
From that explanation and that example.
De ese ejemplo.
That the beginning of praise
que el principio de alabanza
was in the will
Fue en la voluntad.
Because more than anything else, praise is an action of your will.
Porque alabanza es una acción de tu voluntad.
When you don't have money,
cuando no tienes dinero,
you praise him.
Alabas a Dios.
When your health is not good,
cuando su salud no está
you
bien,
praise him.
Adoras a Dios.
When life is dealing you misery,
cuando la vida es muy mala,
you praise him.
Alabas a Dios.
You make up your mind.
Decides en tu mente.
I don't care what's going on.
No me importa lo que está
I'm gonna
pasando.
Praise him.
Voy a adorar.
I don't care what's happening in my life.
No me importa lo que pasa en mi vida.
Some folks can only praise him because they got a good job.
Hay algunos que lo alaban porque
or they got a good paycheck this week.
Porque tiene un buen salario.
Or everything's going good.
O todo va bien.
Well, I got news for you, friend.
Pero yo tengo noticias para
anybody
ti.
Can praise him when everything is going good.
Alguien puede alabarlo.
But when it's not going so good,
pero cuando no está bien,
it takes more than anything else besides the will.
Toma todo más que la voluntad.
There's got to be something birthed in your will that says.
Tiene que haber algo que está
naciendo. I don't care what's happening.
No me importa lo que está pasando.
I'm going to praise him.
Voy a alabarlo.
I don't care what anybody else is doing.
No me importa lo que ellos
I'm
están haciendo.
I'm going to praise him.
Voy a alabarlo.
I don't feel like praising him.
No
the will says you're going to praise him anyhow.
La voluntad dice que vas a alabarlo.
Boy, I wish I had somebody believe what I'm saying right now.
Yo deseo que alguien creyó lo que estuve diciendo.
I've had to praise him when I was sick.
Yo he tenido que alabarlo cuando estuve enfermo.
I had to praise him whenever I wasn't on the bottom, I was reaching up to touch the bottom.
Cuando yo no estuve en el bajo, estuve alcanzando al bajo.
I had to praise him when I was on the brink of bankruptcy.
Cuando no tuve ninguno dinero.
Hallelujah. Am I the only one today?
Yo soy el solo.
Is anybody else in the house?
¿Cuántos aquí en la casa?
Does anybody else identify?
¿Cuántos se identifican?
That's the standard that Jesus set for loving him.
Esa es la regla que
the standard he set for worshiping him is.
Por la regla por adorarlo.
If you know to do good,
si sabes hacer bien,
and you do it not,
y no lo hagas,
it's a sin to you.
Es un pecado para ti.
Well, the Bible said praise is comely among the upright.
La Biblia dice que necesitas alabarlo.
That praise is a good thing.
Alabanza es algo muy bueno.
So if you know to do good,
entonces si sabes hacer bien.
Come on. Listen, I don't want to come to church and sit on my hands and sin.
No quiero venir a la iglesia y sentarme en mis manos y pecar.
Hallelujah. Because ain't none of us got a right to sit on our hands when we come to church.
Porque no hay ninguno de nosotros.
He's been too good to us.
Él ha sido demasiado bueno.
I'm trying to be careful. I'm trying to be nice.
Estoy tratando de ser bueno.
I'm at new life, so I'm trying to be nice.
Estoy en nueva vida, entonces necesito ser bien.
Hallelujah. Can I preach?
¿Puedo predicar?
Come on, can I preach to you?
¿Puedo predicar a usted?
Can I tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost?
¿Le puedo decir lo que siento en el Espíritu Santo?
Your attitude about church,
su actitud sobre la iglesia,
will affect your gratitude to what God has done for you.
Va a afectar tu gratitud por lo que Dios ha hecho para ti.
If your attitude is, oh no, it's Sunday school again.
Si su actitud
or
es, oh,
it's
no.
Sunday morning church again.
Es
I gotta
la mañana
get up and I gotta go to church.
Yo tengo
if
que
that's
ir.
Your attitude, it's gonna affect your level of gratitude.
Su actitud va a afectar
but
su
if
gratitud.
You've got a gratitude in your heart for what God has done for you,
pero si
when you
gratitud,
get up on Sunday morning, you're gonna get up saying, it's church time.
Te
it's church time.
En la mañana
it's
domingo.
Church time.
Y decir que es
it's time
tiempo
to go
por
to the
iglesia.
House of worship. And then when you get here,
luego cuando llegas aquí,
your worship,
su alabanza,
won't be sick worship.
Va a estar
it
muy
won't
enfermo.
Be lame worship.
No va a ser cojo.
But it'll be worship that you give it everything you've got.
Pero va a ser algo que cuando das todo que tienes.
Amen. It'll be worship where the preacher has to say, "Folks, sit down for a little bit so we can preach to you."
Va a ser adoración cuando el predicador tiene que decir, "Siéntate porque tenemos que predicar."
Amen. There's two times in the New Testament.
Hay dos clases en el Nuevo Testamento.
That Jesus talks about a great feast.
Que Dios habla de una gran fiesta.
Or as it's called, a supper.
O como se llama la, una cena.
And in both Luke 14 and Matthew 22.
Y en Lucas también en Mateo.
He sent the master of the feast sent his servants out.
Y el maestro de la fiesta envió sus siervos.
To get those that had been invited.
Para traer los que estaban invitados.
Now in Luke, the scripture tells us.
En Lucas la escritura nos dice.
That everybody that was bidden to come to the supper.
Que todos que fueron invitados.
Had an excuse.
Tuvo una excusa.
One man said,
un hombre dijo,
"I have bought a piece of ground.
Yo he comprado alguna tierra.
I must go see it.
Yo tengo que ir para mirarlo.
Have me excused."
No, yo tengo una excusa.
The next one said, "I bought 5 yoke of oxen."
La próxima dijo que yo he comprado 12 bueyes.
"I got to go prove them."
Yo tengo que probarlos.
Have me excused.
Yo tengo una excusa.
The next one said, "I've married a wife."
Y yo me he casado con una esposa.
"And I can't come."
Y no puedo venir.
Now, of all three excuses, that's about the dumbest one of all.
Y en todas tres excusas, ese es el más mal.
I mean, what woman don't like to go out and eat?
¿Qué mujer no quiere ir para comer?
Well, the other thing is,
la otra cosa es,
sounds to me like he's already henpecked before he ever married the hen. Oh, hallelujah. Someone said, "You know what?
¿Tú sabes qué?
Nothing wrong with being henpecked if you like the hen doing the pecking."
No hay nada mal con eso.
Woo, hallelujah. I got a wonderful wife. We've been married May 1st to be 52 years.
Yo tengo una esposa tremenda y nos hemos casado hace 52 años.
She never threatened me with divorce.
Ella nunca dijo que querría un divorcio.
I promise you, she's never, she never.
Yo te prometo que ella nunca ha dicho eso.
She never used the word divorce in 52 years.
En 52 años nunca ha dicho divorcio.
Homicide a couple times, but not divorce.
Como matarme a unas pocas veces, pero no divorcio.
Amen. Tell you right now.
Yo te digo ahora.
Divorce is out of the picture.
Divorcio no está aquí.
I'm just going to kill you because ain't nobody else going to get you.
Y te voy a matar porque nadie más va a tener.
I'm really teasing, folks. Let me,
yo estoy bromando aquí.
But anyway, that was too good to pass up. They all had an excuse.
Ellos todos tenían una excusa.
A feast.
Una fiesta.
A feast was a place where everything was prepared and ready.
Una fiesta fue un lugar muy preparado.
A feast was a place where there was more than enough for everybody.
Donde hay más suficiente que todos.
But they all had an excuse for not going to the feast.
Ellos todos tenían una excusa.
I got a word for somebody here today.
Yo tengo una palabra por alguien aquí.
There's a reason why I'm in church.
Hay una razón que estoy aquí en la iglesia.
I don't have an excuse not to be.
Yo no tengo una excusa no estar aquí.
There's a reason why I worship. I don't have an excuse not to worship.
Hay una razón por qué yo adoro porque no tengo una excusa.
Now look. I've already told you I'll be 70 here in a few days.
Yo te dije que voy a tener 70 años.
So I understand I can't do what I used to do.
Entonces yo entiendo que no puedo hacer lo que antes.
I'm limited.
Estoy limitado.
In fact, when I see these guys up here and they're shouting and dancing, running the aisles.
Cuando yo veo las personas que están aquí danzando y obrando.
Favorite song comes to mind.
Mi canto favorito viene a mi mente.
Precious memories.
Recuerdas preciosos.
Hallelujah. Because I used to run with the best.
Porque yo corría.
I danced longer than anybody else.
Yo danzaba por más tiempo.
I shouted as much as anybody else.
Yo gritaba más que nadie.
I wonder when I was a young preacher growing up, just starting to preach, why them old preachers on the platform didn't move very much.
Yo quería saber por qué los predicadores en la plataforma no danzaban.
I've lived long enough to figure it out.
Y ahora yo lo sé.
I'm getting to the point now where when I'm doing this, you know I'm worshiping.
Cuando estoy haciendo esto,
you know I'm shouting.
Oración.
Right here.
¿Sabe que estoy gritando?
Come on, I'm using a little humor, but I want to help somebody here today.
Yo quiero ayudar a alguien esta mañana.
Amen. In fact, I remember as a young man.
Yo recuerdo cuando yo era joven.
I didn't even need to feel the Holy Ghost.
Yo no necesité sentir el Espíritu Santo.
I just shouted because I wanted to.
Yo pude gritar porque yo quería.
So there were times that I shouted because I wanted to.
Había veces cuando yo gritaba.
And I didn't feel an ounce of God.
Y no sentía nada de Dios.
And then there were times the Holy Ghost came on me.
Luego el Espíritu Santo me vino.
And I shouted under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Yo gritaba porque fui inspirado por eso.
So I reached that point in life.
Entonces yo.
That if you see me up here shouting,
cuando tú me ves aquí gritando,
you can say that's the Holy Ghost.
Puede decir que eso es el Espíritu Santo.
What are you trying to say in this, Brother Bass? I'm just trying to tell you that you may not be able to do what you used to do.
Te estoy diciendo que tal vez no puedes hacer lo que hacías antes.
I pastored an elder in our church that used to sit over on the left side, about halfway back.
Y había un anciano aquí en la iglesia que yo pastoreé.
He had been in church for over 60 years before he died.
Él ha estado en la iglesia por 60 años.
And all he could do when he came to church was just shuffle down to his pew.
Y todo lo que pudo hacer es caminar a su sienta.
But when the Holy Ghost was moving.
Pero cuando el Espíritu Santo estaba
moviendo, he'd raise that hand. He'd wave that hand.
Él levantaba su mano para
hacer
esto. What
I'm trying to tell somebody is this.
Lo que quiero decir es esto.
One man's best.
El mejor
may not be another man's best.
Tal vez no es el mejor de
alguien. But whatever you do,
pero lo que sea que haces,
give it your best.
Dale su mejor.
If all you can do is wave your hand.
Si todo lo que puede hacer es levantar
wave
su
your
mano.
Hand.
Se levanta sus
manos. If all you can do is pat your foot.
Si todo lo que puede hacer es
pat
con
your
su pie.
Foot.
Danza su pie.
Don't let the devil steal what you do have.
No deja que el diablo robe lo que tienes.
Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
Amen. I know what it's like to not feel up to doing things.
Yo sé cómo siente para no sentirlo.
Like you used to do it.
Como hacías antes.
Age can take a hold of you.
La edad puede tenerte.
I know some of y'all looking at me and say, "Well, don't look like it's bothering you this morning."
Pero tal vez se dice que no se parece que está molestándote.
That's the Holy Ghost you're seeing right now.
Eso es el Espíritu Santo que ves.
Y'all come by the hotel in the morning and watch me get out of bed.
Venga al hotel en la mañana para mirarme.
Hallelujah. I think about it for a little bit before I start working my way out.
Yo pienso antes de moverme.
Amen. So what's all this got to do? Because here's the thing that we have to understand. What God's looking at is, are you giving your best praise?
Lo que queremos saber es que
are you giving your best worship?
Estás adorando su mejor.
I've watched. Can I preach? Can I preach to you?
Puedo predicar a usted.
I've watched elders that just could barely move, shuffle themselves. Whenever they wanted to walk around the church, they used to run, but now they're just going to shuffle themselves around the church. They just can't quit. They just can't quit praising Him. They just can't quit doing something for Jesus. And I've watched young people sitting on the sidelines that don't have any problem dribbling a basketball from one end of the court to the other for two solid hours, that can't even get on their feet and clap their hands for Jesus. Why I praise Him. I don't have an excuse not to praise Him.
Yo tengo la excusa para
hallelujah. That's a reason why I'm still preaching.
Hay una razón porque estoy todavía
because
predicando.
I don't have an excuse not to preach.
Porque no tengo la excusa no predicar.
Now in Matthew 22,
En San Mateo capítulo 22.
Those that were bidden to the marriage feast.
Esos que fueron invitados al matrimonio.
In verse 5.
En verso 5.
It said they made light of it.
Ellos hicieron una broma de eso.
And went their way.
Y fueron en su camino.
One to his farm.
Una a su granja.
And another to his merchandise.
Y otro a su mercado.
They did two things.
Hicieron dos cosas.
They made fun of the feast.
Ellos hicieron broma de la fiesta.
They made fun of the party.
Ellos hicieron broma a la partido.
And they went back to their farm and their merchandise.
Y regresaron a su granja y su mercado.
Can I remind you we are apostolic Pentecostal.
Te puedo decir que somos apostólicos pentecostales.
When this church was born on the day of Pentecost.
Y esta iglesia fue nacido en el día de Pentecostés.
They acted like a bunch of drunk men.
Se parecían como borrachos.
You don't know too much.
Tú no sabes demasiado.
And you don't own too much.
Y no propias demasiado.
To give you a right to make fun of worship.
Para darte el derecho no alabar.
I wish I had somebody to just take off running right now.
Yo deseo que alguien corría.
Well, come on now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that was the men. How about the ladies?
Eso fueron los hombres, pero ¿qué de las mujeres?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. You came in this talking in tongues.
Tú viniste a esto hablando
en lenguas. Don't stop now.
No para ahora.
You came in there shouting.
Entraste
don't
eso.
Stop now.
No para ahora.
You came in here worshiping.
Entraste aquí adorando.
Don't stop now.
No para ahora.
And don't make fun of everybody else.
Y no haga broma de alguien más.
Oh, they just a new convert. Give them time. They'll settle down.
Ellos son nuevos, van a cansar.
No, what you want is you don't want them to settle down.
Tú no quieres que ellos hagan eso.
You want them to die like you died.
Tú quieres que ellos muerten como tú.
Because the preacher already told us this morning.
Porque el predicador nos dijo
esta mañana. Let everything that has breath.
Le deja que todo que respire.
Praise ye the Lord.
Alabar al Señor.
Don't reach a point where, come on. New life, new life. You've got an example in your bishop.
Tú tienes un ejemplo en su obispo.
Your bishop is a praiser.
Su obispo
your bishop
alabador.
Is a worshiper.
El
your pastor is a worshiper.
Su pastor
your
alaba.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Oh, but you know, you just don't understand with the best. My perception of church.
Tú no entiendes que mi percepción de la iglesia
is not your perception of church.
No es lo que tú mires
I'm
aquí.
I'm not preaching my perception.
No predico mi punto
I'm
de vista.
I'm preaching the book.
Estoy predicando el libro.
Huh? Amen. Now I don't go to ball games. I don't participate in ball games. I don't get involved in all that stuff. I'm talking about the sports world out there. But I know enough to tell you they run, they shout, they scream, they wave stuff, they throw stuff, they do all kinds of stuff when their basketball team is playing, when their football team is playing, when they're whenever we're on the winning side here today.
Cuando estamos en el lado
we're on
de
the
que
winning
gana.
Team today.
El equipo que gana.
You better believe I'm going to praise my Jesus.
Tú debes creer que voy a
you
adorar
better
a
believe
mi Dios.
I'm going to glorify my Jesus.
Yo voy a glorificar a mi Jesús.
All right, now, I'm almost done.
Yo estoy terminando.
Well, let me rephrase that. I'm going to quit.
Yo me voy a terminar.
Now what y'all got to understand is when you have an interpreter,
cuando tienes un traductor,
it increases the message by 2 times.
Aumenta el mensaje por 2 veces.
So the message is 45 minutes long.
Entonces si el mensaje es 45 minutos,
it's going to take an hour and a half to do it.
Va a ser una hora y medio.
I don't have very many 15-minute sermons.
Yo no tengo muchos mensajes que 15 minutos.
Hallelujah. But here's the danger.
Pero aquí es la peligrosa.
And that is in both instances being Luke and Matthew.
En los dos eventos en Mateo y Lucas.
Here's what the Lord said.
Aquí es lo que dice el Jehová.
I say unto you,
yo digo a ti,
that none of those men which you're bidden shall taste of my supper.
Que ninguno de esos que fueron invitados menor no vengan van a saborar.
Because they had an excuse for not showing up.
Porque ellos tenían una excusa por no venir.
He said they're not even going to taste of it.
Él dijo que no van a alimentar de eso.
And then the other case in Matthew 22.
Y el otro caso en Mateo 22.
He said to his servants.
Dijo a sus siervos.
The wedding is ready.
El matrimonio está listo.
But they which were bidden were not worthy.
Pero ellos que estaban invitados no estaban dignos.
That's the danger.
Esa es la peligrosa.
Of having an excuse for not praising him.
De tener una excusa por no alabarlo.
That's the danger of making fun.
De hacer una broma.
You don't have to worry about getting anything out of it because you're not going to get a thing out of it.
No te tienes que preocupar de recibir nada
you
porque
say, you say, what do you get out of what you're doing?
¿Qué recibes de lo que haces?
I'm going to tell you right now, friend.
Yo te voy a decir
you
ahora.
Read it in your Bible.
Léalo en su Biblia.
They said, make these be quiet.
Haga que esos son callados.
Anytime Jesus was around, they were praising him. They were worshiping him.
Cuando Jesús estaba allá, estaban
and
adorando.
When the worship died down,
y la adoración,
and the lights were turned out,
y las luces estaban
the blind
apagadas.
Went home with their sight.
Ellos fueron para
the deaf went home with their hearing.
Y los cojos,
the lame went home with the whole body.
Los cojos, ellos
the leper left
casa.
With his cleansing.
Ellos estaban sanados.
Hallelujah. When I leave with encouragement.
Cuando me salgo, salgo
I
con,
leave with strength.
Con fortaleza.
I want the attitude of the great psalmist of old.
Yo quiero la actitud del salmista.
I was glad when they said unto me.
Yo me alegrí cuando me dijeron,
let us go.
Vamos a la casa.
Into the house.
A la casa.
Of the Lord.
De Dios.
Amen. Now they're getting ready.
Ellos están preparando.
But I want to real quick here. I got to hurry. I know it's 11:51 for those of you that are watching the clock.
Yo sé que eso por esos que están mirando va a terminar.
For those of you that's been checking your calendar, it is still April the 15th.
Y todavía es el 15 de abril.
Or is it the 16th?
No, es el 16.
April the 16th.
16 de abril.
Amen. If you've been through what I've been through the past few days, you'd
si
be messed up on your dates
yo pasé.
So, hallelujah. Amen. David said, I was glad.
David dijo que me gocé.
Now, we read that and we shout about it.
Leemos eso y gritamos sobre eso.
But you have to understand what prompted David to say that.
Pero tienes que entender por qué David dijo eso.
Briefly, his son had stepped in and through conspiracy taken the kingdom.
Y su hijo robó el reino.
David was run out of the city of Jerusalem.
David fue echado de Jerusalén.
They brought the ark of God to him and said,
trajeron la arca de Dios y dijeron,
take this ark with you.
Toma esto contigo.
He said, no, take it back to the city.
Él dijo, no, tómalo a la ciudad.
And he said, if God be pleased with me,
y si Dios está placido
he
conmigo,
will bring me back to it.
Él me va a traer a eso.
David had to leave the city and flee for his life.
David tuvo que salir de la ciudad por su vida.
In process of some time.
En un proceso de tiempo.
There was a battle fought between David's men.
Había una batalla entre los hombres
de
David.
And Absalom's men.
Y los hombres de Absalom.
In the midst of that, Absalom was killed.
Entre eso, Absalom fue matado.
And they came back to David.
Y regresaron a David.
And this is what they said to David.
Y eso es lo que dijeron a David.
And he said these words, I was glad.
Yo me gocé.
When they said unto me,
cuando me dijeron,
let us go to the house of the Lord.
Vamos acá a la casa de Dios.
David did not say,
David no dijo,
I was glad that they said to me, let's go back to the palace.
Ellos dijeron que vamos a regresar
let's
a
go
palacio.
Back to purple robes.
Y a la ropa.
And a king's crown.
Y la corona de
and
rey.
A golden scepter.
Y oro.
Let's go back to place and power.
Regresamos a las
no,
riquezas.
He said, I was glad.
Yo me gocé.
When they said unto me,
cuando me dijeron,
I've been through a tough time.
Yo he pasado por el valle.
I've been through trouble.
Por problemas.
I've been through problems.
Yo he pasado por problemas.
But I was glad when they said unto me,
pero yo me gocé cuando me dijeron,
let's go.
Vamos a la casa.
I don't care what kind of week you have.
No me importa qué clase
on
de semana.
Sunday morning you ought to be saying,
en la mañana
let's
de domingo
go.
Debes decir,
God's been too good to me.
Dios ha sido demasiado
let's
bueno.
Go.
A mí que vamos.
I'm going to give him my best praise.
Lo voy a dar mi mejor.
I'm going to give him my best worship.
Mi mejor adoración.
Ah, hallelujah. I got more, but I'm going to stop right there and just tell you
yo tengo más, pero tengo que parar
that if you've got the right attitude toward the house of God,
que si tienes la actitud justa,
you're going to have a gratitude that is going to say, God, you've been so good to me.
Vas a tener la gratitud
so
que
when
dice,
I go to church,
así que cuando vaya a la iglesia,
I'm not giving half-hearted praise.
No voy a dar el
I'm
medio
not
de
giving
mi corazón.
Half-hearted worship.
Yo voy a adorar.
I'm not going to make a half-hearted commitment.
Yo voy a comprometerme.
But when I go, I'm going to give it all I got.
Pero cuando yo voy,
I'm going to give
todo.
You my mind.
Todo en mi
I'm
mente.
Gonna give you my soul.
Te voy a dar mi alma.
I'm gonna give you my emotions.
Te voy a dar mis
I'm
emociones.
Gonna give you my will.
Y mi voluntad.
Is there anybody glad that you've come to the house of worship today?
¿Cuántos aquí están emocionados por lo que Dios ha hecho?
Some will let you have it. You do what you feel like doing.
Yo te voy a dejar.
Or maybe you don't feel like doing it, so do what your will says to do.
Tal vez no lo vas a hacer, entonces haga lo que dice su voluntad.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah! What's your gratitude?
¿Qué es su gratitude?
I said, what's your attitude and what's your gratitude?
¿Qué es su actitud y qué es su gratitud?
There's some folks you want to step out the aisle right now.
¿Alguien necesita
get out from between that pew so you got a little room this morning.
Necesitas hacer espacio.
Yeah! You hear me? You never lose.
Tú nunca
if you don't have the Holy Ghost here this morning, you ought to walk on down here and get the Holy Ghost.
Si no tienes el Espíritu Santo esta mañana, debes
if you don't have the Holy Ghost, come on down and get the Holy Ghost.
Venga para recibir el Espíritu Santo.
You get the Holy Ghost, you'll have a reason to live.
Cuando tienes el Espíritu
you'll
Santo,
have a reason to worship.
Tienes el razón
you'll
para
have
vivir.
A reason to praise.
El razón adorar.
Yes. If your world's upside down, and you don't know which way to turn, come on now and let Jesus work.
Venga para